Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. How to ace the IELTS speaking task, describing a time you had to compromise. Describing a time when you had to make a compromise is a common topic in IELTS speaking tests. This task assesses your ability to articulate personal experiences, express opinions, and use appropriate vocabulary. Let's explore how to excel in this speaking task and boost your IELTS score. Understanding the task, the examiner may ask you to describe a situation where you had to compromise in various parts of the speaking test. It's crucial to understand what compromise means in this context. It refers to reaching an agreement by making concessions or finding a middle ground. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, you might encounter questions related to compromise in everyday situations. Here's an example question with a suggested answer. Q. Do you often have to compromise in your daily life? A. Yes, I'd say compromise is quite a common occurrence in my day-to-day life. Whether it's deciding on a restaurant with friends or negotiating deadlines at work, I often find myself in situations where finding a middle ground is necessary. I believe it's an essential skill for maintaining good relationships and ensuring smooth interactions in both personal and professional spheres. Part 2, Long-Term Cue Card. Here's a sample cue card related to describing a time you had to compromise. Describe a time when you had to make a compromise. You should say what the situation was, who was involved, what compromise you made, how you felt about it. Sample answer. I'd like to talk about a time when I had to make a significant compromise during a group project at university. We were tasked with creating a marketing campaign for a local business, and our team of four had diverse ideas and conflicting opinions on the approach we should take. The situation became tense when two team members strongly advocated for a traditional print-based campaign, while the other two, including myself, pushed for a more digital-focused strategy. We were at an impasse for days, and the deadline was looming. Realizing that we needed to find common ground, I proposed a compromise. I suggested we integrate elements from both approaches, creating a hybrid campaign that would leverage both print and digital media. This way, we could capitalize on the strengths of both strategies and potentially reach a wider audience. Initially, I felt a bit frustrated about not being able to pursue the fully digital approach I believed would be most effective. However, as we worked on the compromise solution, I began to see the value in combining ideas. It was a learning experience that taught me the importance of flexibility and open-mindedness in teamwork. In the end, our compromise led to a more well-rounded campaign that impressed our professor and the client. This experience reinforced my belief in the power of compromise and collaborative problem-solving. It also honed my skills in negotiation and finding creative solutions, which I believe will be invaluable in my future career. Follow-up questions. Q. Do you think compromise is always the best solution in conflicts? A. While compromise can often be an effective way to resolve conflicts, I don't believe it's always the best solution. In some cases, particularly when it comes to fundamental values or ethical issues, compromising might not be appropriate. It's important to assess each situation individually and consider whether a compromise would lead to a satisfactory outcome for all parties involved, or if it might compromise integrity or long-term goals. How has your ability to compromise developed over time? I'd say my ability to compromise has significantly improved over the years. As I've gained more life experience, I've become more adept at seeing situations from multiple perspectives. This has made me more open to negotiation and finding middle ground. I've also learned that compromise often leads to more creative and inclusive solutions, which can be beneficial in the long run. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this part, the examiner might ask more abstract questions related to compromise. Here's an example. Q. Do you think the ability to compromise is important in the workplace? Why or why not? A. Absolutely. I believe the ability to compromise is crucial in the workplace. In any professional environment, you're likely to encounter a diverse range of opinions and working styles. Being able to compromise allows for smoother collaboration and can lead to more innovative solutions. Moreover, compromise often requires active listening and empathy, which are valuable skills in themselves. When team members are willing to compromise, it fosters a more positive work culture and can boost productivity. It also demonstrates flexibility and adaptability, which are highly prized in today's fast-paced business world. However, it's important to note that compromise shouldn't mean consistently sacrificing one's principles or always giving in to others' demands. Effective compromise in the workplace is about finding a balance that respects everyone's input while still achieving organizational goals. It's a delicate skill that often improves with experience and can significantly enhance one's professional relationships and career prospects. Key vocabulary and phrases. To score high in your IELTS speaking test when discussing compromise, consider using these words and phrases. Find common ground to reach an agreement. Example, despite our differences, we managed to find common ground on the main issues. Meet halfway, to compromise equally. Example, neither of us got exactly what we wanted, but we agreed to meet halfway. Give and take, mutual compromise. Example, a successful relationship requires a lot of give and take. Reach a consensus to arrive at a general agreement. Example, after hours of discussion, the committee finally reached a consensus. Concession, noun, something that is given up in order to reach an agreement. Example, both parties had to make concessions to finalize the deal. Middle ground, a position of compromise between two extremes. Example, we need to find some middle ground that satisfies both departments. Negotiate, verb, to try to reach an agreement by discussion. Example, we spent hours negotiating the terms of the contract. Flexibility, noun, willingness to change or compromise. Example, flexibility is key when working in a diverse team. Examiner's advice. To excel in describing a time you had to compromise in your IELTS speaking test, practice narrating personal experiences related to compromise. This will help you speak more fluently and naturally during the test. Use a variety of vocabulary and avoid repetition. Incorporate some of the key phrases mentioned above to demonstrate your language proficiency. Structure your answer clearly, especially in part two. Use linking words to connect your ideas logically. Show reflection and analysis, particularly in part three. Don't just describe events, but also discuss your thoughts and feelings about compromise in general. Be honest and authentic in your responses. Examiners appreciate genuine answers that demonstrate real-life experiences and opinions. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about describing a compromise, but about demonstrating your ability to communicate effectively in English. Good luck with your preparation. For more tips on acing other aspects of the IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on describing a time you were involved in a competition and describing a time you worked in a team. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.